Joey Chaos here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing a special fun drive edition of the show. What is the fun drive? Well, this is the one time of year that we ask you, our listeners, to help support CJSF stay on the airwaves. You can head on over to cjsf.ca/donate to find out more. We are on day three of our fun drive, and currently we are at about $1,395 of our $10,000 goal. We have six more days to go, so worry not, listeners. With your support, we will get there in no time. So yeah, CJSF has been on the air for 20 years on the FM dials. That's very exciting for me as an artist, because that's how I was originally drawn to radio. I don't talk about myself too much on the show here, but I am a musician, a lens-based media artist. I'm a media scholar here in Vancouver, and radio has always been a big part of my life. And before I was even involved in a station directly, I was a musician, and the radio station I started with, CHLY in Nanaimo, one of our sister stations, I had my music played on that station, and it was huge for getting me introduced to the local music scene. And I know we have all of these wonderful mediascapes online, social networks to connect folks, but I think there's been a real pullback from some of those networks over the last couple of years as they've kind of crept up in the surveillance. They've alienated more than connected. And I think there's something to be said about traditional media, you know, streaming to you, curated for you, and also co-created with you, because we would be nothing without our audience and the artists, the speakers, the guests, the comedians that we have join us here on the airwaves. So as I mentioned, it's a special show for two reasons today. Not only is it the fun drive, where please remember to head on over to cjsf.ca/donate to help support the station. It is also the third of three Goth Beat episodes I happen to be doing here on Oh No Radio. And I've got a couple songs that I'm going to play for you first, and then I'm going to get into that story about how Goth Beat happened, and that's all part of my journey here into radio. Anyways, the first track that I'm going to be playing for you is actually a remix that I did for a local band. They are called Ringfinger. They just released their latest album, In a Black Frame. The song is called Chamber of Roses, and it's the Joey Chaos remix of that song. And one nice thing with Campus Community Radio is that you actually get to do a deep dive into the local music scene, something that's hugely valuable for me, and something that I have a lot of interest in. Anyways, radio is a platform for up-and-coming artists to have their music heard, because chances are other radio stations won't be playing the same content. So we keep it unique, we keep it special here on CJSF, and again, your support means everything to us. So after that Ringfinger track, we're going to be playing a song by Vancouver's Wirespine. The song is called Safe, and Wirespine is going to be performing tonight alongside Devours, Paleta, and Tempers all the way from LA. We're not playing them on today's show, though, because I'm kind of sticking to the Canadian stuff here. I always play as local as I can, and if it's not local, it's definitely Canadian music here on the show. another feature that Campus Community Radio offers is you're going to hear a lot more local stuff. Anyways, Wirespine is playing this show. It is put on by the Verboten Art Society, who is an artist-run collective that puts on the Verboten Festival in town. Spoiler alert, disclaimer, I am a part of the Verboten Festival team. But I think it's integral to have these artist-run events in the city. Again, it's at the Biltmore Cabaret. Music starts at 8 o'clock. And if you want to support local music on top of supporting your local campus community radio station, please head on out to the show. If you're just tuning in, we are doing the fund drive here at CJSF. It runs October 30th to November 5th. Your support means everything to us. So please head on over to cjsf.ca/donate and please support the station. This year, we're hoping that donations can start off at $30 or more, but please, if you don't have that much, any amount is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for your ongoing support.
Oh, is Bird Note. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning, but during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions. Like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey, folks. Joey Chaos here. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to O Gnome Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. First of all, happy Halloween. I didn't get to wish that at the start of my show because I was so caught up with the fact that it is Fun Drive here at CJSF. So please, if you enjoy the content that you are listening to right now on the radio, consider donating to cjsf.ca/donate. And any amount will make a difference. We are asking for donations of $30 or more this year. The sky's the limit, really. But if you don't have that much, any amount is greatly appreciated. So on top of the special Fun Drive show that we're doing here at CJSF on Ono Radio, the show you're listening to, it also happens to be a Goth Beat episode. And I'll tell you the story about how Goth Beat began. But essentially, I play goth music on this show, or goth, or industrial, or post-punk, or any of the spookier genres. Generally, it's more of a mixed music show here on Ono Radio. It's always local or tangential to local musicians. But every once in a while, I just need to play some good old spooky stuff. And on Halloween, it's especially important too. The last two tracks that we listened to were the Joey Chaos remix, Hey That's Me, of Chamber of Roses by Vancouver's Ringfinger. And that song was in support of the band's latest release, In a Black Frame, that just came out a couple of weeks ago. And following that was a brand new track from Wirespine. It was a single called Safe. And you can catch Wirespine tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret. They're going to be doing a show alongside Devours, Paleta, all the way from Montreal. The headliner is going to be Tempers from Los Angeles, and it's going to be a great show. It's being put on by the Verboten Art Society, an artist-run collective that puts on the annual Verboten Music Festival, which is an independent-run dark wave and spooky music festival here in Vancouver. And that's something that we really like to do here on CJSF. As I mentioned, it is Fun Drive. Please donate to cjsf.ca/donate. And one of the things we get to do here on the station is play music that you won't hear anywhere else. And I am proud to be doing that on my radio show here at Ono Radio. And so I just want to read a little bit about a little bit from CJSF proper itself, just about the fun drive. We're celebrating 20 years of being on the radio, and just a nice little blurb that they had on the website about the fun drive. It spoke to me anyways, and it's that your participation is integral to our 20-year history of champion undertold stories and unheard voices. Together with your continued support, we ensure a future that enshrines grassroots media as a vital component of community engagement and empowerment. And that's something that's always drawn me to campus community radio. I started here at CJSF in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic. A friend and a former programmer here at CJSF, Kira Reed, who actually happens to be the program director over at our sister station, CITR, invited me to do a radio show with them. We used to do the show post-hype radio here, and it was a lot of fun. It was a great way to kind of survive the pandemic and keep sane while supporting the local music scene, which was in dire need of support because there was no live music happening during that time. Anyways, when we were doing the show, they were asking me about goth music because that was kind of my background, some Joey lore, as they would put it. And We created this feature called Goth Beat, where we would just play the music. And so I kind of continued that tradition of Goth Beat here on Ono Radio, partly in honor of Kira, who reinvigorated my love for campus community radio. And later on in the show, I'm going to kind of share my story about how I got started in campus radio before CJSF. But that'll be in a little bit. But for now, just a reminder to please consider donating to CJSF. Visit cjsf.ca/donate or hit us up on our Instagram. We have a link in our link tree that shares all the ways that you can support. We are looking for donations of $30 or more. Any little bit really truly will help us, though. And so please, we need your support. Up next, I got a couple more tracks for us. As I mentioned earlier, there's a show happening, a Halloween show happening at the Biltmore Cabaret. And we played some Wire Spine earlier in the show, who's going to be opening tonight's event. But I'm going to be playing one of my favorite artists in Vancouver. They are none other than Devours. They've been a guest on the show here multiple times. Something else you're not going to hear on other radio stations. And they just released their album, Homecoming Queen, earlier this year to critical acclaim. Fantastic album. And the track I'm going to play for you tonight, I was really torn. I really wanted to play an older track, Poltergeist, because it's Halloween and all. But this one also has a spooky theme to it as well. The song is called Ghosted Through Ice. If that's not Halloween, I don't know what is. And following that, we're going to be playing a track by Paleta. The song is called Cerdo, and it is from their latest release, Ahora Nunca Nunca. That one just came out a couple of weeks ago, and Paleta is also going to be playing at the Biltmore Cabaret tonight. So support your local music scene on top of supporting campus community radio. CJSF.ca/donate. That's where you can help us out.